Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are here. Let's let them in.
Let's do it.
Who's here, Breeze?
Who is here? We have a couple people weighing in. This person says, good morning. Everyone be careful out there. The snow is brutal. They have not plowed yet.
No, they have not.
It's not good vibes, but it is the truth. It very much so is. Lindsay's here. She says, feeling great after last night hitting the reset button and no longer depressed about the Bills' loss. It is what it is. We'll see you next year.
Listen, it's like I said yesterday. We just need to give ourselves 24 hours to move on with the rest of our life.
Have you talked to our friend down the hall?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo. He said, because he went to the game.
Yeah.
He's a diehard Bills fan, and he said, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
Which is typically what you would say, you know, when you're upset.
Right.
You just got to let go.
These things happen. All right. Who else is here? We have Felicia. She says, guys, feeling great this morning because I'm officially down 15 pounds since the start of the new year. Love that.
Nice job, Felicia.
Damn,
somebody's counting their macros.
Yeah, she's getting after it. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Amanda here. I need all the good vibes sent my way this morning as I start my house buying process. Yeah, we are sending those vibes your way.
So,
good luck.
I know. I got to start looking again soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a dream of mine.
You don't want to get your window smashed in?
No, I just want a garage.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I'm not asking for much.
The dream house that you had on your vision board did not have a garage, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, now it's time to upgrade.
Yes.
I'm done with that. I'm done.
Amazing.
Everyone deserves a garage. Are your vibes up?
Yeah, they're great. Having a good time and just killing it. You know what I mean?
Having a good time.
Having a great time.
And just killing it.
Mm-hmm. Doing what I need to do, which is great.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad, Breeze.
I took a nap yesterday. It was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't have time for one of
those. I was tired. I was feeling a nap, and that's exactly what I did. So.
Nice. All right. Well. The weather sucks outside. I don't know what you guys want me to say. I had a low-key birthday, but it was nice.
Yeah, what'd you do for dinner last night?
I made some food, and then I went downstairs.
Care to share?
Well, I went downstairs to the restaurant and picked up one thing. They have really good octopus.
Okay.
So I got that, and I also picked up some oysters. And then I made...
So what did you make?
Like, I made, like, a salad, and I made drinks. You know,
right.
I made things.
Okay.
I made stuff.
He's like, I made drinks. They put water in a cup.
But it was not, it was a chill day. I got a chance to go to the sauna.
Nice.
and I got a couple of things done, but you know, and then I took the time, Breezy, to journal.
Oh, I love that for you.
I had to
manifest and
no, I just had to
reflect. And...
Well, yeah, I had to throw out some gratitude. You know, gratitude's a cheat code to life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wrote down what I was grateful for this past year.
Oh, I love that for you.
But overall, yeah, it was a good birthday, and I appreciate all the birthday love. A lot of you reached out, so thank you so much. It was a good day yesterday. Got a lot of phone calls. Had coffee with my cousin,
who nice.
Is becoming a pilot, I guess. So,
oh, geez.
I love
luck.
Him.
Good luck to them.
I don't think I'm getting in a plane with him. Coming up for the big story of the day, guys, without credit, good credit, you can't do anything.
No.
You just can't. You can't get a loan. If you don't have a loan, you're not getting a house. You're not getting a car. You get a bicycle. Get a skateboard or a scooter.
For sure.
But that the reality is 1 in 5 Rochester residents who have no credit history are in trouble. But there's something that could absolutely help them after Rochester decided to partner with a couple of these people. So if this sounds like something you may need help with, tune in. Also, Breezy, we need an update on your credit score.
I know.
We'll do that coming up next on PXY.
Hey, take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, let's talk about credit.
Oh my gosh.
Because with
smashing down.
Without a credit score, I mean, you can't get a loan. Without a loan, I mean, you're most likely not going to be able to buy a house or a car. It's credit, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality for 1 in 5 Rochester residents who have absolutely no credit history. On the national scale, that number is 1 in 10, which also reminds me, Breezy, it's been more than 2 months. We need an update on your credit score in a minute.
I know.
Rochester has partnered with a national network of nonprofits, and they're called Credit Builders Alliance, CBA. And that helps people gain access to credit. CBA's program basically allows renters, which I think is a great idea. It allows renters' on-time rent payments to be reported to the credit bureaus.
Where was that for me?
I know. I was thinking about it, too, this morning. My credit be through the roof.
Literally.
3 housing providers are currently participating right now. You have Rochester Housing Authority, you have Hart Homes, and then Rosie Property Management. Renters can choose whether to opt in. Participants will also get free financial counseling and can be assured that only their on-time payments will be reported. So at a press conference on Monday, Rochester Mayor Malik Evans addressed the importance of your credit score. Oh, and look, he made a joke here. He says, I always joke that on my first date with my wife, I asked her what her credit score was. Because you know that the credit score, regardless of whether you think it's fair or not fair, allows you to access, gives you access to capital, and access to capital allows you access to opportunity, said Evans. So basically, he rode his wife's coattails straight to the bank. Buy us a house.
Literally.
I'm going to be mayor. The mayor cited statistics showing that places like Colorado, the tenants in the program that were there were far more likely to make their payments on time. And tenants there improved their credit score by almost an average of 62 points, which is actually really good.
So I like still don't really understand how credit works because it's just like constantly going up and down and up and down. And I'm not really doing much different. Like I'm paying my credit card bill every month.
Where are we at?
My dad says I have to get another credit card.
You do.
Well, I was at last year or last month at this time. 673.
All right, which is in
and
the
now
good range.
It's down to 657.
I'm so sorry.
Like what? So I guess I have to open another credit card. I was talking to my friend on Sunday between like the hyperventilation of the bills, and she basically was like, "You literally like you need to cut up your debit card." And I was like, "What?
Cut up your debit card?"
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you using that anymore.
Who said that?
My friend. She's like, you need to just use your credit card. I'm like, ugh.
It sounds really controlling.
I don't like that.
Also, landlords, if you're interested in participating, they're asking you to contact the city's Office of Financial Empowerment or email Angela Rollins at angela.rollins@cityofrochester.gov. And there you have it. Coming up on the show, did anyone lose their entire friend group after having kids? because today's Parental Confidential has to do with a struggling mom who feels that her friends completely fell off the map as soon as she had a child. And now she's just basically trying to figure out if anyone else has experienced this and what they did to find a balance between being a parent and having a social life.
Okay.
We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Quick question. Did anyone lose a majority of their friends after they had kids? Our listener Chelsea did. Take a listen to the message. Hi, guys. Good morning. So for reference, I am a 33-year-old stay-at-home mom of two little boys under three. When I was pregnant with my son, I noticed a lot of my friends slowly faded into the background. I tried to keep up friendships by still doing brunch, outings with friends, even when I was pregnant. And then when my son arrived, I noticed a significant drop in my friends wanting to come see me after they saw the baby. I know everyone has lives. We all get busy. A lot of it felt super forced. Plans would often fall through. And if I said if I had to bring my kids along, that would be the end of it. Fast forward another year, and I was pregnant with my second, which was basically social suicide. I couldn't ask friends to come to another baby shower. I just told them visit whenever and that they shouldn't feel obligated to bring gifts, etc. I feel incredibly lonely. I love my children. Don't get me wrong. But I don't understand why my friends didn't or don't make the effort to see me anymore. It's like they just feel like I'm not relatable. Even some of my friends who have kids just faded away. Did this happen to anyone else? How does one find a healthy balance with kids, but with also having a social life with friends? Thank you so much for any advice. That message came in from Chelsea. She's
sounds like a little postpartum depression moment as well. Like,
possibly.
That's hard too. Yeah, like definitely going through this right now with my own friends, right? Because our hangout patterns have definitely changed and shifted. Like we talk about all the time. My best friend just had a baby. Oh my God, almost a year ago now. And a couple of my other friends are pregnant and that's all fine and well, but it definitely changes the dynamic, of course.
Yeah, it does. 585-252-9800. Majority of my friends all have kids. I miss that part though, where they were all firstborn because I moved away. So now that the kids are like 10, 11, 12, they're older. So it gives my friends who their parents a little bit more freedom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. This person says, with less people having children, I've found some parent friends, but we are all just trying to survive. I love my kids, but parenthood required me to sacrifice my entire social life, professional life, and ability to travel as I knew it. Find some mom friends through mom groups or kids activities and find a babysitter that will watch a group of kids so you can double date. 13 years ago, my baby shower was a huge party, but within the year, I had stopped hearing from most of those people because I could no longer go out with them without a notice.
Yeah, and that just comes with being a parent, I would assume.
Right. Rachel says everything is like planned. There's not going to be any spontaneous anything, to be honest.
Rachel says if your friends truly cared, they would make the effort to spend time with you and make the plans, but don't force anyone to be a part of your life or your kid's life. Meg says, yeah, that's just how life is. You focus on your family after having children. Try to meet new mom friends who also want to have play dates and get out of the house. But I think her feelings are valid.
Yeah.
No one likes being left out or canceled down.
Right.
Canceled on. However, yes, I think it's time to find some new friends with kids. You know?
Yeah. We've talked about this before in the past as well. Like, just because your kids have friends doesn't mean you are like locked into being friends with your kids' friends' parents. You know what I mean? Especially if you don't like them or you don't get along or they're not your type of person or not your type of vibe. But there are so many people out there that can be your vibe and can relate to you on a different level than some of your other friends who maybe aren't in that stage of life. And I think it's so hard for a lot of people to make friends as an adult. I mean, I remember just moving here, like,
yeah,
I made a ton of friends through like spinning and the gym and all of that stuff. But if you don't have time in your schedule to do that, there's a couple of things you could do.
Well, she, first of all, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
So she really doesn't have an opportunity to just go hang.
That's what I'm saying.
Going to Toronto for the weekend.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, like,
you're not doing it.
The mom groups was a great option. And I know that it can get busy, and I know that being a mom is, like, number one priority and all of that. But I encourage you, and I know it's hard, and I know I would never understand, and blah, 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 blah. But I would encourage you to find something, whether it be a gym, a pickleball league, a craft or a hobby that you can do an hour a day or an hour every couple of days, just so you have that space. And that way you could meet friends in that situation as well.
Yeah, I'd be down for pickleball.
Sure.
Vicky says, this is exactly what happened to me. My kids were not planned, so my lifestyle before was not one that included any friends with kids. It's so hard, and then trying to make new mom friends has been a real slice of hell. If you figure it out, let me know. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Denise from Brighton. I'm more than happy to meet up with Chelsea if she's interested. I got a 5-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter, so I don't have a ton of time for friends, plus the ones I did have also fell off the map after I had kids, so I'm glad I'm not alone on this one. Guys, feel free to pass along my info to her. Yeah, this is great. You guys can go to Panera Bread, grab some lunch. Denise, I'll pass along your info.
Mm-hmm. This person says, don't worry, you'll meet your best friends in life after you have kids. And those friendships will not only be fulfilling, but lasting as well. This person says,
you got to wait for them to go to college, though.
Yeah. Try the public library. Mommy and me groups do wonders. That's a good suggestion as well. My friend actually did that, or does that.
Was successful?
Yeah.
This is normal, you guys. Child-free friends have another type of life. The best you can do is hang out with them without kids present. They don't want to deal what parents deal with, crying, misbehaving, all that stuff. Best of luck. All right. Well, hey, listen.
I feel for her.
The silver lining here, Chelsea, we appreciate the message. It sounds like you might make a new friend here for life. We'll get you Denise's info, who's totally down to hang out, who also has a 5- and 8-year-old. So, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for the messages. This is so relatable because a lot of people go through it. And yes. I have friends who've been through it too. I didn't give up on them, though. Friends for life. Just because they popped out a kid, I'm still there for them.
You know what
I
mean?
I didn't fall off them. I didn't fall off them.
You got to be.
You know, that's what it's all about. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY.